Welcome to this week's Monday Micro Money Tip, where we give you one tip every Monday in 5 minutes or less. And this week, Rebecca, what is our Monday Micro Money Tip?
This week, we want to talk about why you should pay off your debt before you start investing, at least seriously investing.
Yeah, this is a great topic, actually. You see this a lot online, whether we should be paying off debt or we should be investing. There's a lot of different opinions here. So we're talking about paying off our debt before investing. What's the biggest reason to you why this is important?
A lot of people look at interest rate as being like the biggest reason to pay off debt, and you're just wasting money, throwing money down the tubes with your paying interest and whatever. But the biggest thing that we really focus on, and I think that makes us very different from most financial professionals, is we don't really care so much about the interest rate as much as we care about the thing we talk about all the time, and that is your cash flow.
Yeah.
If your debt payments are taking so much cash flow from you every single month that you're unable to meaningfully contribute to your investment account, then you need to get rid of that debt.
Right. It's a matter of prioritizing your cash flow, because every single one of our debt payments is going somewhere other than investing. And so if I can get rid of a $250 car payment, if I can get rid of a $300 a month student loan payment, all of a sudden all that money goes back into my pocket that I can use for investing. So that really helps me invest a lot more money than if I only have $100 extra on the side.
Yeah, but the side that people focus on too much is, well, I need that time in the market. And so instead of putting extra towards my debt, I'm going to take that extra $100 and put it in my investments. In theory, see how that sounds like it would be better. But what can be more impactful is actually to just clear out all of those debts so that you can start putting hundreds a month towards your investment account, or even thousands a month towards your investments accounts. So that's the point where I think a lot of people just get really hung up on, though, is like, but if I wait to invest, then isn't that bad? And it's like, well, yeah, it's not great. But if you zoom out and look at the bigger picture, your goal is to make those bigger contributions later because you don't have that debt burden.
Yes. And I think if you zoom out far enough and you realize, okay, it actually would only take me 12 months to pay off all of these debts.
Yeah.
Or 2 years to pay off all of these debts. That's just 2 years that you're not investing. But all of a sudden, you get all this cash flow back in your pocket at the end of that time period. And then all you have to do moving forward is invest.
Yeah.
That's it, because all the debts are gone.
Yeah, so you really get to catch up very quickly.
Right.
Because you're making bigger cash contributions now that you're really focused just on that.
Exactly. It's not like you have to pay off the debt forever. Once you paid off the debt, it's gone. Then all you have to do is focus on investing.
Yeah, and the only caveat I would really throw out there to this rule of should I pay off debt or invest first is when you have the opportunity for an employer match at work. So this was something that, like, we've talked about a lot. For me personally, I was not willing to leave that money on the table. It's part of my compensation package. So I was contributing to at least my 401k enough to get the match while we paid off our debt. And then I think you started doing that too.
Yes.
So that, I think, is the only exception to this rule of should I pay off debt or invest first? Get that match all the time. Like, that is money that you should absolutely be locking down. But anything beyond that is where my recommendation is focus on paying off the debt with any of that extra money, and then get more intentional and beef up those contributions.
That's a great point. It's just getting the matches. It's not going to be such a big percentage that it would slow down how quickly you can pay off debt, but it does.
Yeah.
It does allow you to start investing and have time on your side. Plus, so many of these employer programs match your contribution to a certain percentage. Why wouldn't you double your money?
Yeah, yes to all of that. You're totally exactly right. But that's this week's Monday Micro Money Tip. Should I pay off debt or invest first? We absolutely think that you should pay off your debt. And we hope you found this tip useful. And until next time, I'm Rebecca.
I'm Dylan.
And we're Rad Coaches.